Others wanted to reach out to Priester John. Portugal's Henry the Navigator sent his ships out with explicit instructions of what they should do if they met Priester John, and on his historic voyages, Columbus carried two books, The Travels of Marco Polo and The Travels of Sir John Mandeville, both of which had long passages on Priester John. The belief in the existence of the fabled African kingdoms and kings ensured that the real African kings were shrouded in lore, and few would become as legendary as Mansa Musa. Mansa Musa and Timbuktu, the history of the West African emperor and medieval Africa's most fabled city, looks at one of the most famous rulers of the Middle Ages and the development of the city. Along with pictures and a bibliography, you will learn about Mansa Musa and Timbuktu like never before. Sundiata and the Voyager. In medieval times, Ghana, called Ouagadou, and Mali were much closer to modern-day Mauritania and were inhabited by many different factions of the Mandinka tribe, a hunter community. The Mandinka leader was said to have been descended from Bilal ibn Rabah, who had been a companion of the Prophet and given rise to the Kita dynasty. They were the people who discovered gold at Bure and Bambouk, and they were soon threatened by the Samungure Kante, the sorcerer king of the Susu who ruled Kaniaga and was making a ruthless effort to take control of all trade routes. Around 1230, a leader emerged in the form of a prince of one of the minor Mandinka-speaking tribes. Very little is known about him, except that he was a physically challenged child who worked intensely to overcome his initial inadequacies. There are also remnants from the transcriptions of an oral history called Sunidata, an epic of Old Mali. Fear enters the heart of him who does not know his destiny. Whereas Sunidata knew, he was striving towards a great destiny. Sunidata Kiata became a warrior and gathered followers from many of the tribes before defeating Sumagura at the Battle of Krina at Kulikoro in 1235. The oral history claims that Sunidata discovered that Sumagura's sacred animal was a rooster. Sunidata poisoned the tip of his arrow with a cockspur, and when he wounded his foe, Sumagura fled from the field and deserted his army. The victorious Sunidata marched his troops to Sumaguru's capital, Soso, and burned down his castle, including his magic tower. After the victory, Sunidata gathered all the Mandinka tribes together for a great assembly to create the Gabara, a deliberative body. This was formed by Mali, Mema, Ouagadou, and a cooperative assembly of all allied territories, including the conquered tribes, which was styled the 12 Doors of Mali. The population was all assured of having a place in the land distribution, and they all took an oath to support Sunidata, his descendants, and the Kida dynasty. Their territory was named Mali, or Mandinkurufuba, meaning where the kings live, and it was formed by 28 clans uniting under a Kororokan Fuga, division of the world, held in 1235. The Gabara consisted of 32 positions called Farbas, and they controlled the following portfolios: defense, Islamic affairs, trade, governance, and others. Senior appointments were made, including the official griots. These very important storytellers were powerful historians who held the oral history of the tribes in their memories. The first meeting agreed on certain governing principles. There was a prohibition on maltreatment of any enemies defeated in battle and any slaves. Women were encouraged to apply for government posts. Guides were formulated about mutual respect between clans as spoken about in the oral epic. The progressive nature of this discussion is shown by one of these guides being, "I give the Coyotes the right to make jokes about all the tribes, and in particular about the royal tribe of Kita." A fixated exchange rate would be agreed for certain common products. Gold, 4.5 grams equals 1 mithqal or dinar, 144 pounds today. Salt, 1 camel load equals 10 dinars in the north and 20 to 4 dinars in the south. Copper, 60 bars equals 100 dinars. At the age of 18, Sunidata Kita was chosen and crowned under the name Mari Jata, Prince Lion. The following 20 years of his reign brought stability, relative peace, and an enormous growth in territory, trade, and wealth. Islam was the religion of the wealthy ruling class, but it was